Hello, and welcome to this episode of E-Commerce Paradise. This is Juliana, your host. So in this episode, I want to talk to you guys about customer service, and in particular, I want to talk to you about canned responses. So if you're using Gmail or any other type of software, you want to make sure that you have some canned responses saved. It's really, really important because it saves a lot of time for you when you are first starting out as a business owner. And it's also going to save your potential employee or VA in the future as well when you are doing customer service, so that you're not having to retype the same email over and over and over again. So I use Gmail right now. That's the only software that I'm using. It's easy, it's simple, everything comes through there that I need to see in the day, so I use that. Right now, what I use, if you have Gmail, which I highly recommend you use Gmail, really this is for any business that you have, you want to make sure that you're using Gmail. I just prefer it over every other platform. It's just so simple and so easy to use. So in order to get your canned responses started, what you'll want to do is go to your settings, and then under the setting called, I believe it's, let's see here, it's not under chat, let's see, I think it's advanced, yeah, so under advanced, you'll just want to enable it. It says canned response templates. Create a templated response by saving common messages using a button in Compose toolbar. Also automatically send templated responses using filters. So that's really cool. And then what'll happen is it'll allow you when you press compose a message, there's a little three little buttons or three little dots on the lower right-hand corner, and it'll show up showing canned responses. So things that I have under my canned responses, I've created them over time, and as you get better at customer service, you will start to you'll start to change your canned responses, and you'll be able to improve them over time. But instead of always having to create an email for something that's out of stock and you want to offer an alternative product to your customer, because we deal with that a lot, right? In high ticket drop shipping, we deal with things being out of stock constantly because we don't have a API set up with our suppliers' stock. So we have to always be constantly updating it, and there's back orders, and things might be out of stock for a few days, a few weeks, a few months sometimes, and that can be really aggravating, having to always type out the email, and it's really stressful. It's really stressful to have to remember what you said to the last customer, and you want to make sure that you're saying the same thing to every customer in the best possible way and providing the best possible customer service, being cheerful and happy, because when you're dealing with those a lot, you're going to be kind of getting stressed out and you might not say the right thing. So what you can do, I have that one, it's out of stock alternative product. So basically it's just letting the customer know that, hey, this is out of stock. It's going to be back this time. And, we have this alternative one if you want to go ahead and get that one, and, you know, please accept my apologies. You know, if you have any questions, I'm happy to help, and you're just being really positive and happy about it. Other kind of canned responses that I have is, let's see, what is your order number? Or, yeah, so if someone like emails you and is asking, you know, They're asking you about some order and you're like, who is this person? I don't even know who they are. Well, have a canned response for that, you know, be really happy and friendly, because they could be the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the wife, the husband. They could be themselves, but maybe they signed up with a different email, or you know, whatever. So I have a canned response for that, you know, hey, what's your order number? You know, let me look that up for you right away. And I'll get back to you because I don't have you in my system, basically. And then they'll know like, oh, okay, cool. Like, let me get that for you. But having to type those over and over and over again can be really draining. Another one is asking your customer for an alternate phone number. So with high ticket dropshipping, we deal with freight, and sometimes the customers leave phone numbers that are not great to reach them at. Like they leave their home phone number and the cell phone is the one to best reach them at, or they leave a business number and maybe they're not always at their, well, they're obviously not always at their business. So you call, they'll, the freight company will call them and say, you try to get a hold of them and they won't be there. So you want to make sure that you have an email for that. And then what I do in that email, when I ask them for the alternate phone number for the freight company, I also explain to them what's going on with freight. I explain to them exactly what freight means, what free LTL means, because people don't know what that means. We know, right? We should know, right? We should learn. You should definitely learn the ins and outs of freight, what it means exactly, and explain it to your customer so that they're aware of what's going on. So basically what I say in my alternate phone number for delivery, I explain freight to them. I say, hey, your item is shipping. We need an alternate phone number for you. We've been trying to reach you. The item shipped out freight LTL. This means that the truck will have a lift gate on the back and blah, 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 blah. I just explain like, hey, if there's any damage, you want to make sure that you are you know, not signing for it until you inspect it. Really good to know about freight. Let's see here. Another one of my canned responses is order canceled, out of stock. So I even create those for sometimes when the customer is really, really, when I'm having a hard time with the customer, when they're not that, they're like, just like kind of really upset. That so I've created this because I know why I created the out of stock one, and canceling their order was because sometimes we have like price differences. Like if, let's say I have a VA list for me and then they put the wrong price, but it's like really, really low. Sometimes I have to let the customer know, hey, look, this happened, and basically that it's this much money. And they get really, really upset. So what I did is I just have to send them and say, hey, look, I'm sorry, but actually this is out of stock and we're not going to have it for a while. And we've refunded your money altogether. So you don't want to be typing these out all the time. I used to in the beginning, and then I discovered canned responses and my life changed, because now I will not, I create it. We've sold like three businesses, and I am just so glad that I have this now, because I would not be able to function without it. It's really, really important to have. So another one of my canned responses is my back in stock email. So if someone decided to wait a month for their product, I'll send them an email when it's back in stock. I'll say, hey, update on your order. Your item is back in stock and, you know, it's going to be inventoried, checked for quality, and, you know, packed up. And I'll send you tracking when I get it. And that makes them happy because they're being updated on the process. But I don't want to be always typing those over and over and over again. So these are just like standard operating procedures. You have to have them in business to make it flow so much easier and make your time go, like make your customer service time, lower. Cause that's what we want to do. We want to get back to working on the business and growing it and getting more sales. And, providing good customer service is having canned responses, because like I said before, when you are doing these emails all the time, you might forget to put in a really nice comment at the end. So you want to make sure that you have that so that you're always providing the best customer service possible for your customers. Another one here is if a customer calls and they really don't understand how to place an order. You have that sometimes with older customers. So they have trouble, or maybe they want to add something else to their order. So you go ahead and send them an order. So what I did is I created a complete your purchase order, and I send that in Shopify, which you should do in Shopify because that's the only way you can send someone an invoice. But I've saved it to my canned responses in Gmail so that I don't have to type it again in Shopify. I'll just go to my Gmail, find the canned response, copy it, and then paste it, and it saves a lot of time. And creating these does take time. And you might think that it's just a waste of time, but it's definitely not a waste of time. You're going to get that time back later. Another one here is, let's see here, just another one, credit card refund for canceled order. And like sometimes people are like, they don't really understand how online stuff works. So when they get really scared that you're going to steal their money. So what I do, if they are like freaking out and saying, oh, did you refund my money? Even though I've already sent them an email saying they'd be refunded, they are like, oh my gosh, like I still haven't gotten my money. Like they think it's going to go back instantly. But I tell them like, I'm not in possession of the money. So I say you have been refunded. We're not in possession of the funds and you're going to see it back usually in 5 to 7 business days. And that's just another good one to have in your canned responses. Another one here for canned responses that you want to have is, let's see here, I'm trying to pull this up. So the customer wants an update on their pre-order or back date. So let's say you told them that it was going to be back in stock on February 15th, but they're emailing you on February 1st. You just have to send them an email and say, hey, just wanted to update you on your order. Thanks for writing me. And, you know, it is going to be back in stock on this date. That's what I have so far. And the date is tentative. And, you know, usually I explain to them exactly how it works. We're waiting for it to get to the warehouse. Once it's in the warehouse, it takes a couple days for them to inventory it, pack it up for shipment, check it to make sure everything's good, and send it out to you. So, and then again, I explain the LTL to them so that they understand that it's not gonna just, because they're like, oh, when am I gonna get my product? They don't understand that they have to still set up an appointment, that it's not like a date that they're just gonna drop it off at their house. Okay, so the next one that I have for canned responses is, let's see here, customer new purchase order. Okay, so another one that I have is not for my customers, but I have it for my supplier. When I send in an email to the supplier for the order, I don't want to have to always type up the same email. So what I do is I just go ahead and just click on the new purchase order email, and then it populates, and all I have to do is just change the purchase order number, really, and that's all, and then attach the purchase order, and every single time it's like the same thing. I want to make sure I'm getting all the same information from the supplier that I need to get, like invoices, so I ask them for that. Again, I have an out of stock email. I have like one where, let's say they ordered something and parts of that order are not in stock. So they go ahead and, so what my suppliers sometimes do is they'll ship out the product and they will leave any of the extra items and ship them later. For instance, I had a fireplace and they shipped out later this other items. So I just say, hey, look, this is out of stock, but we're going to be shipping the main product and we'll get those to you when they're back in stock. There's another one here that I have. So if the customer has to wait, sometimes they want an additional discount. So what I do is I let them know that they probably already have a discount, which most of the time they do with high ticket drop shipping, right? You're going to be giving a discount. So I say, hey, look, I can include a free gift with your order. And then I let them know the different types of gifts that they can get. So I have like 5 different gifts that I give, that can be applied to their order. So I just let them know that. That's one of my canned responses. Let's see. I have another one here. I think this is for suppliers. When I'm applying for them, they will ask me like, hey, what state are you in? And it's like, we're online, we're all over. But for some reason, they have to assign you to a particular state. So I just let them know, hey, we're in this state. And I let them know what I want. So when I was applying for suppliers, a lot of them were asking about that. And so I got tired of having to always type it again and again and again. Then I have one saved for also things that I asked for the supplier. That's in one of our modules here. It's in the module on what to get from suppliers, your price sheet and, barcodes, inventory, dealer. Actually, that's in the course. So you can see that in the course, e-commerce paradise masterclass. And then another ones that I have here, let's see, I'm giving you guys goodies right now. I hope you guys know these are goodies that you usually will get in our masterclass. So this is just like a taste of what you'll get inside the masterclass. Let's see here. Again, I'm explaining freight to my customers, what it means, and this I send out whenever they ask me about their order, when they're going to get it, on what date. I explain to them again, like, hey, this is what's going on. Another really good option for you to do is to include a video on your thank you page that explains to them the freight. And then again, I have my dealer inquiry email. When I send out dealer inquiries for suppliers that don't have a phone number, I'll email them, and I have a template for that email as well. So I think that might be it for all my canned responses so far. These are literally the ones that I use most of the time. So that's really it, you guys, for canned responses. It's not that much, but it saves so much time. And so these are the things that I am constantly using on a daily basis with customers. So it's really nice to have that saved, so you're not always having to type and get stress, because having to retype that same email over and over again, it drains your creativity. And instead of draining your creativity, it's just a few click of the buttons. It's just, open the email, go to your canned response, put it in, change any like little tiny minute details like their name and maybe the product that they're going to be buying, and that's it. So thank you guys for listening. That was canned responses for your customer service. It's really important to have these SOPs in place so you don't get stressed out and you save time, and you're going to also be saving your VA's time, which is also really valuable, so they can do some hard work as well and get the business to grow. Okay, you guys, thank you for listening to this episode. If you guys want more information, go to ecommerceparadise.com, where we have a masterclass and you will learn how to start a high-ticket dropshipping business from the bottom up and thrive. And we want to see you guys successful and get out of the rat race, and like we did, and be able to travel and to live a life of your dreams. Thank you guys for listening, and I will talk to you later. See ya. Bye.